could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Planning an event this summer? Sure you are. Maybe it's a staff meeting, a book club, meeting with a new client, or a neighborhood barbecue. All of those are events, and all of them need to be accessible and inclusive for people with disabilities. Now, the CDC estimates that 1 in 4 people in the United States has a disability. This number is likely to increase with the rise of long COVID. Make your event accessible by doing things like offering both an online and real-world option, sending out agendas, questions, menu options, or materials to review well in advance, using accessible software to choose calendar dates or to RSVP, designing event activities that don't depend on everyone having the same level of fitness, range of motion, height, flexibility, hearing, vision, or sensory needs. And most importantly, ask attendees if there's any accommodations that would make it easier for them to fully participate. You can find out more about planning accessible events by visiting go.uvm.edu/accessible-events. This message has been brought to you by the UVM Center on Disability and Community Inclusion and your accessible and inclusive DJs here at 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
What's up, everybody? Guess what? It's me, Ivy. My name's Ivy. You're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. And you're listening to Ivy on the Mountain on this fine Tuesday evening. I'll be with you guys from about 4 to 5 p.m. So sit back, relax, get ready to listen to some good new tunes. I'm excited to hang out with you guys today, and yeah, I've got some good stuff going on for the next hour. As per usual, I shall begin the show with the new music for the week, and this one is a Cake song, Cake and Noise for Now with Hold You, in parentheses, Responsible. How not responsible, but that seems like a lot of pressure. Unfortunately, though, it seems to not want to play. I'm really not sure why. You know, today has been a slow, weird day. I'm not sure why it's been all weird, but actually my entire computer hates me. That's the situation that's happening right now. So, not to fret everyone. She just needs a moment, maybe to reboot, perhaps. A slow second. But soon, we will hear what Cake wants us to hold responsible for. So, maybe now is the time. Enjoy, Hold You.
Responsible for all the problems in the world. When the trumpet blows a warning, but there ain't nobody. So ugly, but you wanna get married. Gonna
you're so impatient. The Pixies. I am so impatient. I'm not even going to lie. I am quite impatient. It's a pretty bad trait to have, I guess. I think I've been working on it, though. I feel like my true test of patience is, like, when there's other people involved. You know, like, when you're waiting online and then, you know... You know, like, when you're waiting online for, I don't know, say somebody to take your order. You know, you're ordering some food, but then they're just, like, kind of dilly-dallying, talking to everybody else. And, you know, you feel kind of bad because you're like, well, everybody should have an opportunity to be chill. But yet you're in a rush and you're impatient and you just, like, I don't know. This isn't going in a very well example, but I think you know what I mean. So there you go. New music for the day. You're So Impatient by the Pixies and Hold You Now or Hold You Responsible. Cake. I'm going to hold you responsible for all the problems of the world. That is a heavy statement to bestow upon somebody. I do not want to be the receiver on that end of that comment because really, that's like, that's got a lot of weight on your shoulders. Being responsible for every problem in the world. I bet you guys have one person in mind that you think of when you hear that, though. I certainly maybe have multiple. No. Maybe I don't. Maybe I do. But, yeah. Classic Tuesday, am I right? Here's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club with Love Burns off of their self-titled album, BRM. See, a little slower for the Tuesday afternoon.
Love burns.
Drama-rama. And Love Burns, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Drama-rama. I like that. It's a good name for a band. Sounds like Drama-llama. Do you guys remember that? Very cringy. Save the drama for your llama. That was a big thing in middle school. I will say that I think the majority of my listeners are probably above the age of 40. So I bet they don't remember the Drama Llama incident, but that's okay. That is okay. But yeah, it's been a pretty busy week so far. This week is Halloween. How did that happen? We've got about 5.5 months left of the semester, which is crazy. Crazy talk right there. T-minus basically 2 months until I'm going to Costa Rica. It's official, you guys. Very exciting. I will be traveling there amidst pretty beaches. Oh my gosh. I don't know if anybody knows this, but it was literally snowing in Burlington on Sunday night. I was driving home from work, minding my own business, coming home late at night, and I saw that there was some sort of precipitation occurring, and yet there's no way it's snowing. It has to be raining right now. Except as I was driving, the particles in the sky, you know how they float up when it's snow, but they just hit the windshield if it's rain. Well, they were floating. And then I look up at the lights and there, believe it or not, little snowflakes are dripping down. So yeah, it's officially below freezing up in this joint here in Burlington, good old Burlington, Vermont. I'm not prepared. I have a coat that's about four to five years old, which isn't that old, but it's like from Urban Outfitters. It's not anything hardy enough to take on the winter season. So that is something that needs to be dealt with. However, it's like, I don't want to drop money on a coat. This is my last year in Vermont, you know? I mean, I guess a new coat would probably last me for a long time, but still. No new coats. We're going to try and stretch it out through the rest of the winter here. Hopefully that'll happen, but it's officially cold, you know, every day I'm reminded of my home, sweet home in Sevilla. I was just browsing Google Maps earlier, or Google Earth, because it's like the best software to ever exist on this planet, and it's about the planet, haha, but I opened it up, and it was automatically in Sevilla, and of course, it made me upset, and also happy, but upset, because I ideally would be there still, you know? But I digress. What a long tangent just for me to say that it's cold outside, and we are approaching Halloween and winter time, so big things. I feel like this time of year is always very chaotic. It begins now. It's maybe begun about a week ago, but this until like after New Year's, it's like goes by very quickly, which is nice, but also weird. Yeah. Oh, and I won't be home for Christmas, which is sad this year. So that's a little disappointing as well. Anyway, here's When You Find Out, The Nerves.
Try to explain, but you don't see. No one can give you more love than me. You say you're waiting for just the right one. You'll try to find me when he lets you down. When you find out I was the one. When you find out I was the one. This is the last time I'm gonna try. I still want you, but I'll say goodbye. You say you're waiting for just the right one. You'll try to find me when he lets you down. When you find out I was the one. When you find out I was the one, I'll be gone. When you find out it's gonna be pretty hard on you, I'll be gone. When you find out I hope there's still something you can do. This is the last time.
Dust, Susie and the Banshees, classic, classic, and we had Cold War by Devo. We kicked it off with When You Find Out the Nerves. I'm not even sure when my show ended up switching to be an 80s show. It just happened. It just happened. I guess it started at the beginning of the semester, but yeah, I guess I've been big into the 80s recently, which is something I never thought I would say, you know. You know, I started off with the 90s grunge stuff, and then I just keep jumping back to the decades, you know. And then I went to the 70s, I guess, last year. I was big into that whole Allman Brothers and Steely Dan and that whole ordeal. You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan, things like that. And now, what better to jump back up into the 80s? So, yeah, we've got some more coming up. We've got the B-52s coming up, and the Bangles, the Police, some Bowie, so it's good, it's good. We got some good stuff happening. I will say, WREV is having a karaoke event tomorrow night at Radio Bean. I actually don't exactly remember what time it starts at. I'm trying to see if it says it anywhere. I'm pretty sure it starts at 8. It's free. Either way, I shall be there. However, I think I gotta dress up as a great rock star. So, you guys let me know. Who should I dress up as? As a nice rock and roll artist that... Yeah, let me know. Seriously, though. Chat me or call in. I need something good here. Last year, I can't be Gwen Stefani again, though. It's been too many times. I feel like I already I've outdone that one, so I'm ready to do a different thing. So, yeah. Let's see what we're going. I'll give you some time to think on it, though. You know, you continue thinking about that while we get into the next fun stuff. And you know what? I would be David Bowie, honestly, but I'm not going to, because I feel like that's also overdone, and I just couldn't pull it off. But, like, you guys know I've been enjoying David Bowie recently. Whatever, though. Here's Strobe Light, some more B-52s, like I promised you I would play. More for me than for you, though. I love the B-52s!
Where's my telephone? Baby.
Yeah.
Got something to tell you.
wanna see you tonight. I want you to walk in the door. I want you to lay on the floor. Cause tonight's the night we make love under a soap line. Underneath the stove line.
Wanna make love to you under a stove line. Wanna make love to you under a stove line. Stove line, whoa. Stove line, whoa.
Everything I see is red. Baby, when I kiss your hair, I feel electricity in the air. I'm gonna kiss your eyes. Then I'm gonna kiss your neck. Then I'm gonna kiss your tummy.
Ooh.
Then I'm gonna kiss your pineapple. Tonight's the night for love under the lights.
some dreams come true, the Bangles. And of course, we had Strobe Light, the B-52s. I guess that song was a little more inappropriate than I recalled. Sorry about that. However, it was fun. Wow. Crazy smells coming into this room right now. Smells a little herbal in here. Not really sure why. So that's kind of interesting. But yeah, we had Strobe Light, the B-52s, and Some Dreams Come True, the Bangles. We've had, whilst listening, we've had two Halloween costume suggestions come up. We had Bob Dylan and Kiss. And you know, while I appreciate these suggestions, I can't say I feel like we're on the same wavelength here. I love the enthusiasm. Ideally, I would be a woman of some kind. I didn't really think I had to put that out there, but I will. I'll say it. But that's okay. That is okay. Also, is it wrong of me to sing a ballad for karaoke? It's always hard to gauge. It's like I like to sing, so it's like fun to do karaoke, but at the same time, it's like nobody cares. If it's a song nobody cares about. But like, what if I did sing Eternal Flame? Let me know if that's a good or a bad idea. I think everybody knows that song. Don't know if they would love it, though. However, I think it would be fun. So I'll update you on that and see if I do it next week. But yeah, as for that, there's not much else about that. I think, have I received a chat? Let us see. Blondie. Somebody said Blondie. You know, I could maybe get behind that. Actually, I think I could. However, I don't have blonde hair. I guess that's okay, though. I could just dress up as some ambiguous 80s rock star, I guess. That could be good. Let's keep it going, though, with The Police, with Truth Hits Everybody. How intense, Mr. Truth Hits Everybody. Whoa!
Everybody! don't talk much, we just ball and play. But then we move like badges on Vaseline. Well, I'm in a cocktail banner on a stolen guitar. You're the blessed with the spiders from Mars. Well, come on, come on. You really got a good thing going. We're gonna make it. You better hang on to your head.
Yourself, David Bowie, of course, off of Ziggy Stardust, because you guys know I'm obsessed. Yeah, David Bowie. Just talking about him again. In truth, it's everybody, the police! The police! That was me having a yawn. It's been a long day. You know when you stare at a computer all day and then your eyeballs can't really perceive color that well? That's kind of what's happening to me. Maybe that's just me. Not sure if anybody else experiences that, but I don't know. I feel as though, kind of feel like I'm in a weird world, a weird dimension. Everything's just like, my eyeballs are tired. I need to stop looking at the computer. I have an exam after this on the computer, and it's like one of those exams where it locks down the computer so the professor, so you can't cheat, which is okay. Like, I don't cheat, you guys. I don't cheat. I swear to God. But it's one of those exams where if you are just daydreaming and move your eyeballs to a different location, it like flags the video that it takes and then tells the professor that you're cheating. So it's a lot of pressure to just stare with your eyeballs open at this computer for however long the exam is. So I'm not looking forward to that. Almost finished my GIS lab, though, in one day, though. It's the closest I've come to finishing in one lab period. So that's exciting. That's pretty good news right there. And, yeah. So that's where we're going. That's where we're hanging right now. Got the exam after this, thinking about it. Got to take it in about 43 minutes. So that's 5:30 for anybody who doesn't necessarily enjoy math. We're going to keep it on, moving on. We're getting out of the 80s right now. Taking a turn. Feel like it was enough for today. We've got a little funkiness going on right now. We've got Luckiest Man with King Khan in the Shrines. Well, I guess it's King Kong and in the Shrines with Luckiest Man. I guess I said that the wrong way, but that's okay.
Stop it!
luckiest man, King Khan in the shrines. All very exciting stuff. That was fun. I had a little more stuff to play for you today, but I think I spent a little more time chatting than maybe I normally do. So, don't worry, you'll hear it next week. Nobody's gotta be worried. But I have to say, it's my time for the final song of the evening. Thank you so much for listening today. I had a lovely time hanging out with you all in the stew, in the station. You know, it really brought my mood up. I came in here thinking it was going to be low energy. Not that I wasn't going to have fun. I always have fun. But I thought that, I don't know, I'd just be sitting around and tired. But, you know, it really amped me up. I'm jazzed up. I'm excited now to go smash that exam and whatever else I have to do today. So that's good. I'm hyped. Thank you again so much for listening. My name is Ivy. My show is Ivy on the Mountain. Thank you. Right now you're tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, and I'm gonna leave you with one more song, of course, in honor of Halloween, because Halloween is on Thursday. What the heck? Didn't put enough effort into my costume, I'm not gonna lie. I need to... Gosh, is it weird? Is it my last Halloween of all time on the lowest of keys? Because this is my final year of college. Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe I should have gone a little harder for Halloween, but... Dang it. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's not my life. I don't know why I said that. People have Halloween parties for their entire lives. No need to get ahead of yourself, Ivy. No need to panic. Thank you for the best wishes on the exam. If you wished me good luck, I appreciate you listening. And yeah, we got one last song here. And of course, what kind of pre-Halloween show would it be if we didn't play the classic Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Maybe this song is overplayed in your ears, but you know what? I love it. I love it so much. And yeah, it's always been one of my favorites, and I honestly would listen to it all year, not just on Halloween, but it would lose its specialness if we listened to it other times of the year. So yeah, I'm going to the midnight showing at the Roxy this week. Very excited about that. Always a good time. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Here's the Time Warp dance in your car, in your seat. Nod your head. And then I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. And give this last song a nice listen. Enjoy!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll, but listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to time. But it's the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under.
Let's do the time warp again.
on your hips.